Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I really do like the song and really do believe the song. It just says simply, I can trust Jesus.
God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. Then he brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky.
Trust Jesus. I can
Amen. It's such a beautiful day the Lord's given us this morning. And wouldn't it be a wonderful day for the Lord just to step out and sound the trumpet and thank God just call us all home. Get out of this old wicked world that we're not a part of anyway and move up to higher ground. I'm glad, thank God, this world's not my final home. I'd hate to know that I'm waiting around for it to get better or the things to straighten up or straighten out. But I'm looking up, looking for the Lord to come again. That's the hope and the blessed hope for every child of God is to realize that, brother, our life begins when the Lord Jesus comes again. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to that day. But until then, we just got to keep trotting on and keep pressing through and keep telling others about the love of Christ. Keep worshiping Him and honoring Him who has been so good to us and watching over us and caring for us, providing for us, keeping us from harm's way. He's just good. He can't do anything but good because He is God. And every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father above this morning. So child of God, rejoice. Even in the midst of sorrows or burdens or bad news or trials this morning, we still this morning can have joy in the Lord, peace that passes all understanding, love that never fails this morning. And so I'm glad we've got grace that's sufficient for every need that may arise in our life this morning. And so we do have much to be thankful for and grateful for this morning. And I hope that you, if you're able to this morning, to go to the house of the Lord this morning. And I know these are troublesome times, and I'm not challenging your faith this morning. I want you to be comfortable. I want you to be safe this morning. And certainly if you're vulnerable this morning, very vulnerable, I know that you can't, that you just have to stay at home. And there's other outlets through this radio and the internet and TV and so forth to be able to hear the Word of God and to fellowship somewhat. But I tell you this morning, we're trying our best to take all the precautions that we can. Here at Mountain View, we take everyone's temperature when they come in the door. We offer masks and gloves. We social distance in the pews. And so we're doing the best that we can in these troublesome times. But I'll tell you, it makes a difference when you go to the sanctuary in the house of the Lord and to worship, just to sit among like-minded folks and escape all the rudiments of this world for just a little while, to sit in heavenly places. And this morning to get our minds on things above. And so I hope that if you can, you go to church this morning. Keep remembering these on our prayer list. Brother Cecil Parrish, pray for him this morning. Brother Jesse Robinson, pray for him this morning. Miss Glenda Henderson and also Miss Edna Owens, Paula Poteet, special need there. I hope you'll pray for her. Remember Frances Busby this morning. Keep praying that Lord would undertake for her needs as well. And so I want you to pray for these this morning. Remember Bob and Linda Schaefer this morning. Remember Miss Ula Ellis this morning in your prayers, and also Brother Dugan Brown, Miss Mary this morning, that God would undertake for their needs as well. So I hope this song will certainly be a blessing to you this morning.
Beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest trees I shall e'er behold, for the beautiful dream of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns we'll all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing, morning by the river of life.
Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 1 this morning. The Bible said, take heed that you do not your alms for men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrite do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. When thou doest thy alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. When thou prayest, thou shalt not pray as the hypocrite, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet. When thou shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Our Heavenly Father, now gods, we come before you this morning. And we thank you, Lord, such a day, Lord, that you've given God the blessings upon our life for strength and help this morning, God, for the nation that we live in, Father. And I thank you this morning, God, that you've stayed your judgment upon us today, God of heaven. And I pray that, Lord, that we'd turn our hearts back unto you this morning. God, repent of our sins. And I call upon your name once again this morning, God, to make God the God of our nation this morning. I do pray, Father, that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst today. God, may you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. Lord, I pray that thy wonderful name be lifted up this morning, God, in song and in praise, in prayer, in preaching, God, in giving, and all that we do this morning. God, I pray that you'd receive the glory for it today. God, I ask you, Lord, this morning, encourage discouraged hearts this morning, God, to throw out the lifeline to that one that feels that they're about to go under this morning. God, I pray you'd anoint your men, God, to stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. And for all of this, we'll thank you, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said here in verse number 4 that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning God's secret service. God's secret service this morning. I'm not referring about trying to protect God, dear friend, but rather the service we perform for Him, dear friend, that ought to be stamped top secret and for His eyes only. God has nothing to hide this morning. Dear friend, He's not telling us we should be silent or remain in the shadows. Dear friend, God's not wanting you to do anything underhanded or under the table. Dear friend, this morning, but dear friend, today there are some things, dear friend, that ought to be between Him and you, dear friend, only this morning. Dear friend, the fact is Jesus told the Pharisees what I've done. I've done openly and I've done before you. Dear friend, this morning, and I realize today there are some people that keep their Christianity so secret, dear friend, that God doesn't even know about it this morning. Dear friend, but this lesson the Lord is teaching us, dear friend, not only deals with the act of secrecy, dear friend, but more the motive at the front of our actions today. Why is it that we do what we do? Dear friend, man only looks on the outward heart, but God looks upon the heart. He knows the basis for every deed we do. Dear friend, now there are five main reasons this morning why anybody does anything. Amen. Number one is because of ourselves. Amen. There's a lot of folks that's motivated, dear friend, by what they can get out of it. Dear friend, how it's going to benefit them. Dear friend, how they're going to pay or repay. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said in the last days men shall be lovers of their own self this morning. And then number two, people do things to be seen. Dear friend, the glory of self, the prestige, the recognition. Dear friend, today they need something to hang on the wall this morning, acknowledging their deeds. Dear friend, some people do things out of spite. Dear friend, to take revenge. Dear friend, to make another suffer, or to assert their authority on someone else. Dear friend, sometimes it's out of sedition. Amen. Dear friend, sometimes it's because we have no other choice, or we feel pressured, or pushed, or, dear friend, this morning because of fear, dear friend, or some kind of ultimate motive, dear friend, this morning. And then also we do things out of sincerity. Amen. Out of love. Dear friend, out of sacrifice. Dear friend, out of the earnestness and the abundance of our heart this morning. Dear friend, the motive makes all the difference in the world this morning. Dear friend, I want you to notice at least three things this morning mentioned in this passage that God considers His secret service this morning. Dear friend, notice first of all the departments of the secret service this morning. Those areas that God wants us especially to consider our motives. Dear friend, this morning, I'm talking about, dear friend, today, those things that we need to be careful, dear friend, of why we do them this morning. Dear friend, in verses 1 down through verses 4, dear friend, God talks about our giving this morning. Amen. Dear friend, God is no more impressed with you giving $1 million as He is giving 50 cents. Dear friend, it all matters about why that you give it this morning. The Bible said Jesus said over against the treasury, dear friend, and watched them put in. Dear friend, and there all men come by. Dear friend, casting in their treasures. Dear friend, hear this widow come and put in a few pennies. And Jesus said she put in more than all of these this morning. Not because she put in of her access, dear friend, but she put in of her need. Dear friend, the motive this morning is what matters. Dear friend, today, dear friend, the Bible said not to let your left hand know what your right hands are doing. Dear friend, He said, don't lift up a trumpet. Dear friend, when you're giving this morning, dear friend, to try to get men's attention. Dear friend, today, but rather do it in secret. And the Father that seeth in secret, dear friend, I'll bless you this morning. Amen. Now, we're to give consistently. Amen. You can't just give when you can afford it. Dear friend, but give faithfully. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said upon the first day of the week, let every man lay aside as the Lord has prospered them this morning. Dear friend, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver this morning. That's why we need to be charitable in our giving, generous. Dear friend, today, amen. Not just the tithe. Dear friend, that's the very basis. Dear friend, that's the foundation. Dear friend, but we need to go beyond that this morning. Dear friend, to freely give out of the abundance of our heart this morning. And because of that, God said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you. Dear friend, but our giving ought to also be concealed. It ought to be discreet this morning. Amen. I'm not talking about, dear friend, not letting the treasurer know, dear friend, because of the tax exemption. Dear friend, I'm talking about, brother, you ought not to be bragging, dear friend, about what you give this morning. Amen. It ought not to ever cross your mind, dear friend, today, to think you're better than anybody else in the church. Dear friend, because
because you give more than anybody else. You're not to ever think your opinion matters more. Dear friend, because you give, dear friend, more this morning. Dear friend, you're not to think, dear friend, that folks ought to cater to you, dear friend, first. Dear friend, because your check, dear friend, is bigger than anybody else's. Amen. Dear friend, you're not to think, dear friend, today that it was your tithes that paid for the windows. Dear friend, oh, it's your tithes, dear friend, that pays the preacher's salary. Dear friend, oh, it's your tithes, dear friend, that bought the carpet. Dear friend, I'm telling you, it's God's. Dear friend, he says, if you keep it, you're a thief and a robber. Dear friend, today. And if you do what you're supposed to do, you're to say you're an unprofitable servant. You've only done what was required of you to do today. And so God wants your giving to be in secret between he and you. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, in verses 5 down through verses 6, dear friend, he talks about our praying. Dear friend, ought to be in secret. Amen. He said, don't. Dear friend, stand on the street corner. Dear friend, and dear friend, do for your much speaking ability. Dear friend, I know we pray in public. Dear friend, we pray in the church house. Dear friend, we pray in the restaurant. Dear friend, today, that's not what he's talking about. Dear friend, there is a praying this morning, giving God thanks for what he's done. Dear friend, but I'm talking about, brother, when you pray, when you pour out your heart. Dear friend, when you get along with God this morning. A friend of mine, when there's no pretense, dear friend, upon your praying this morning, dear friend, I've heard people say, oh, I wish I could pray like so-and-so. Amen, I'll tell you, brother, they may have a polished prayer in public, dear friend, but I'll tell you, in their prayer closet, dear friend, it may not get higher than the ceiling. Dear friend, God's not interested in the words that's coming out of your mouth. Dear friend, more than he is, dear friend, the emphasis and the essence that's emanating from your heart this morning. Oh, thank you, God. Dear friend, today I'm telling you, dear friend, we ought to pray. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, there is prayer in public. Dear friend, but we ought not to worry about dotting our I's and crossing our T's. Dear friend, rehearsing our prayer. Dear friend, polishing it up. Dear friend, today, I just pray. Give God the things. Dear friend, but God said when you give that private prayer, I enter into your closet. I close out the world. Dear friend, hang up the phone, cut off the TV. Dear friend, today, and pray. Dear friend, that the Spirit of God make intercession. Dear friend, this morning with words. Dear friend, that cannot be uttered this morning. Dear friend, I'm talking about the way that Hannah prayed. Dear friend, upon the steps of the temple. Dear friend, the way that Jacob wrestled with the Lord all night long. Dear friend, the way that Jesus prayed the more earnest in the garden until his sweat became as blood. Dear friend, I'm talking about that prayer. Dear friend, to be in secret this morning. Dear friend, and then there's the passion. Dear friend, the Bible said pray without ceasing. Dear friend, you ought to always continually be upon our mind. Amen. You have got to be on your knees, dear friend, to pray this morning. Dear friend, but there's prayer that needs to emanate from our heart and from our life on a daily basis. Amen. And then in verses 16 down through verses 18, God said, moreover, when you fast, amen, don't disfigure your face that you may appear to fast, dear friend, this morning, but get up and anoint thine head, dear friend, that thy Father that seeth in secret, I reward you openly. Amen. Friend, when you fast this morning, I deny yourself the food and the pleasures. Dear friend, of this world and of the fleshly nature. Dear friend, the sacrifice, the commitment. Dear friend, today, you're not to trumpet it. Dear friend, today. Dear friend, but be discreet. Dear friend, in your fasting this morning. Dear friend, I tell you, we want folks to think we're super spiritual. Dear friend, by saying I've been fasting preaching all day long. Amen. I'll tell you, dear friend, God said, dear friend, when you fast, dear friend, anoint your head, wash your face, dear friend, and act just like you do every day. Dear friend, and the Father that seeth in secret, amen, he ought to be the only one, dear friend, that knows, dear friend, your condition and situation this morning. Amen. But let's move on. Dear friend, not only I find the departments of the Secret Service, dear friend, I find the deterrent of the Secret Service. God gives strict warning concerning our service without the right motive. Dear friend, in verse number 1, he said that whatever you do, if you're praying, you're fasting, dear friend, you're giving, if you do it for the wrong reason, you have your reward. Amen. And then also in verses 2, dear friend, this morning he said they have their reward. Dear friend, if you sing for applause, dear friend, you have your reward. Dear friend, if you give to be seen and have prestige, dear friend, this morning you have your reward. If you preach for a paycheck, you have your reward. If you help somebody, dear friend, for a pat on the back or a favor down the road, you have your reward, dear friend, this morning. You better enjoy it, because that's all you're going to receive from God this morning. Amen. Brother, you're going to leave it all behind anyway. Amen. When you, dear friend, serve God this morning for the wrong reasons, dear friend, you leave the reward behind. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, you'll not receive anything, dear friend, in this life for the blessings that God's bestowed upon us. Amen. And then you'll lose everything ahead. Amen. When you stand before the judgment bar of God and your works be tried by fire. Brother, he's not going to try the amount of works. I don't care if you back a dump truck up, dear friend, to dump out your works. God's going to purify it down to why you done it, not how much you done it, dear friend, but why you done it, dear friend, today. And dear friend, the Bible said all of that, dear friend, if you done it for yourself, if you done it for your own glory, if you done it for applause or prestige, if you done it for gain, it's all going up in smoke. When this thing's over with, you'll have nothing to lay at the Savior's feet. Amen. And then lastly, also notice the dividend of God's Secret Service. Dear friend, I believe when you let God have his way, when you invest in heaven, dear friend, I believe you'll receive a dividend on your investment. The Bible said, your Father that seeth in secret, I reward you openly. Amen. If you please the Father, dear friend, he'll bless you this morning. Dear friend, all the time we worry how we're not going to receive the things, how we're not going to get the credit, how we're not going to get recognized, how we're not going to get paid back. Dear friend, we're not going to get reimbursed. I'm telling you, if you do it for the glory of God, brother, he said he'd open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, there'd be not a place to receive it. Dear friend, that he'll cause your cup to run over, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there are some blessings and dividend. Dear friend, personally, God said he would reward us and bless us this morning. Dear friend, but also publicly, he said, your Father that seeth in secret rewards you openly. Brother, either here or there, all things are going to be brought to light. Amen, the good and the bad. Dear friend, and I'll assure you, Jesus said, even a cup of cold water given in my name, I shall not go unrewarded. Brother, you cannot lose your reward when you're doing it for heaven this morning. Abundantly give and it shall be given unto you. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God, dear friend, will reward you and bless you for your secret service this morning. Let us work indeed, dear friend, for the glory of God. Dear friend, and God will take care of the reward. And may he richly bless you. Is our prayer this morning.